Dear Sangha, today is the 7th of February 2010. We are in the full moon meditation hall of New Hamlet, Plum Village. We still have only 1 week to be the New Year, Lunar New Year. So now we are learning the Sutra Absolute Truth. Sutra number 16 among the series of Sutra have been given very earliest time. And this Sutra have been translated from China, from Chinese transcription. Nghe Túc Kinh have been translated to Chinese at the first part of the 3rd century. First part of the 3rd century. Nghe Túc Kinh means Nghe is meaning. And Yao Nghe is the teaching of the Buddha, the truth, the teaching, the truthful teaching. This also, it means the Dharma. Is in a most correct way is Yao Nghe. Is the meaning of the teaching. We can translate by meaning like this. The meaning of the teaching. And the other word is tu. Tu. Is Chinese pronunciation of in Vietnamese, but they have many meanings. Tuk first means our feet, our foot. It also means a phrase. Expression, a kind of support, a kind of leaning point. They translate from the Sanskrit term of pada. Pada, yeah, that is a sentence, expression, a sentence. A verse, yeah. Because when he said ve, I think the of an expression, but that is a sentence. And so when we, the teaching of the Buddha have been expressed into one verses, they call Pháp Cú Dhamma Pada. Because the word Pada mean expression or sentence or verse. So Dhamma Pada. The word Pada also translate by Túc mean the feet. The person have 2 feet. 2 feet. The Buddha have a very name, very interesting name. He's the best beings, living beings who have 2 feet. Because animals have 4 feet, 4 legs. So the Buddha have been praised to be the best, the most honored one of the 2 feet species on earth. Yetu means the teaching of the Buddha in the form of verses. The teaching of the Buddha in the form of verses. And they translate by Nghĩa Gu o nghĩa túc. Túc means feet. Gu. Gu means expression versus. Also, there is another meaning, mean completed. The complete teaching is okay too. Well, teaching of the Buddha in verses, in poetry, in gathas, so on. So in the English text, the Absolute Truth Sutra 16 is not exactly, is not corrected. It's not very correct. We have to correct. We have to correct it. The sutra of complete teaching. The Sanskrit is Atta Pada. The meaning in verses, in sentence. In every gatha. Sutra number 16 in that series of teaching of the Buddha in the earliest day. It also have the meaning like how a Muni can see and can behave in facing violence and fear. How a solid, peaceful, a wonderful person can face violence and fear. First, let us listen and observe to understand how from a peaceful and secure situation we have brought society to the present situation full of terror and violence. That is a question. Why from the peaceful situation and then we lead people who lead people to that situation of violence and fear. And every one of us asks ourselves that question. It's very relevant. Exactly now, 26 centuries ago, but still very relevant. Bo I mean from the situation that without violence, without suffering, then who, what lead us to that situation of terror and violence? We don't know how things could lead to that situation. But having seen that, we try to listen to understand why people from generation to generation from the situation of peaceful understanding, loving is become more and more violent and fearful. That is the question. How have past generation behaved for the situation to become like this? That is the word te. We have to listen in order to understand why from generation to generation they brought society to the present situation full of fear and terror. Terror and violence. How have past generation behaved for the situation to become like this. In order to become like that, you need to be fit with something. If the society is peaceful, because the society have been fed with what? And if the society is violent and full of fear, it's because the society have been fed by what? What our previous generation have done. And now the Buddha said, I want to talk with you about this issue of suffering and tell you how I was able to let go of fear. I want to talk with you about the issue of suffering and tell you how I was able to let go off of fear. And he also has faced that, and he has practiced in such a way that he can let go on this emotion of fear, violence in him. How I can let go the fear and the violence in me. And of course, we are students of the Buddha. We have to listen and to learn the way he practices in order to let go his fear and his violence. And we can follow him. We can try to follow him in the way he practices. The second gathas. People in the world experience one suffering after another, like a fish living in a pond that is drying up day by day. The pond that is drying up day by day. The gathas about impermanence, you have also this image. The one day have passed. One day have passed. The life is shortened. It's like the fish have seen the water in his pond become drier and drier. People are like that all. From that suffering to other suffering, they come from that suffering to other suffering, like a fish, have seen the pond where they live become drier and drier. And the source of water who feel the pond is cut, and then the situation of the water become drier and drier. Now, if we take a plane, everybody is suspect to wear chemical for explosive chemical, and so everybody have to went to go through body scan. Everyone could be a terrorist, and they fearful of everyone. They are full of fear of everything, of everyone. You wear monk robe is also, they have to scan you properly because the fear is so big. But we have done, the previous people have done in such a way that make people so fearful now like that. It's a situation of the fish who have no water at all, and the remain water become drier and drier. So this sutra, spoken 2,600 years, but still very relevant, very, very update. Thank you. because we people suffer, and then they have that wish to punish, to kill. When people suffer so much, we have the tendency to punish, to kill, to do everything very violent. Because those who make you suffer, you want to punish back. You really want to punish her or him. And we do some violent things to him or to her. Yuk, it means really want. Punish. Want to punish. Want to kill. Want to destroy. Want to crush. So that idea, that wish to destroy, to crush, to punish. Because we suffer and we don't know how to handle our suffering. And so we want to punish. We don't know how to handle our suffering. So this only way is to punish. That idea, that wish to punish is very big. And we want to punish him. Even we have to die, it's okay. But he needs to be punished. So everybody would die. And so you explode yourself in the bus, and you die, and the whole people on the bus die. And then you bring the explosive on the plane, and then you make the whole plane explode. And that idea to punish is born from our suffering. And you don't know how to handle your suffering. And you want to punish. Nai bi gong search the way to relieve your suffering by punishing people. She mean ignorance, in confusion. Yeah, the second word is also confusion. We search for relieving our suffering, and then we want to punish people. That is ignorance, that is confusion. And people in the world suffer from this suffering to other suffering. The suffering A, and then after that, suffering B, and then suffering D, and suffering C. And so like a fish living in the pond where then the quantity of water become drier and drier. There are those who are confused because of their confusion. They only search for relieving their suffering by punishing people, by terrorizing people, by killing people. And we think that by killing them, we feel more relief. That is the usual way people behave. The third gata. The whole world is burning with violence. The whole world is burning with violence. In the 10 direction, all is in chaos. In the 10 direction, all is in chaos. There is now no place where there is real peace and security. 10 direction, everywhere is chaos, chaotic. Everyone pretend that they are the best, and no one let go of their confusion, and their perception are only partial, not total, but they are so sure that what they perceive is 100% correct, and because of that they suffer. Everyone have their own passion and confusion, and they cannot release their passion because we cannot see the truth, and so they hold on their illusory perception or their partial perception, and so sure, and do not want to listen to others in order to enlarge their understanding, and caught by pride, by passionate craving. The whole world is burning with violence. In the 10 direction, all is in chaos. There is not a place where there is a real peace and security. Everyone sees himself as superior to others. Few people know to let go of passion. We have one belief on our religion, and we cannot accept other people who they are betting about our religion. And they, we have a way of behavior, and people insult saying that this behavior is not civilized. We have a culture, and they think that our culture is not civilized. They discriminate us, and they feel that we must do like them, and then we are civilized if we behave like ourselves, and then they despise us, and that make people so hurt. You cannot accept me. If you cannot accept my religion, we cannot accept my culture, you cannot accept my civilization. Why I have to accept your culture, your civilization, your religion? I have my pride, I have my self-esteem that my religion is the great one. And when you have that pride, and if that pride is attacked, and then you feel anger, you feel angry, and then it's become a powerful energy that you want to fight, you want to kill, you want to finish. So first you create the disturbance in yourself, in your body, in your mind, and your mind is burned and you cannot see clearly. And you think that they, but the Buddha advised that you have to overcome, and you see that you suffer, but other side, they also suffer. When you suffer, you think that only you suffer and they need to be punished. But you didn't know that they also suffer. And so when you overcome a little bit, you see that others, they also suffer. And then you have more compassion. And you can find a better way to resolve the difficulty. You bind yourself by on this wrong perception, this illusory, this partial perception about him, about her, about the situation. Not having seen this reality, people continue to hold hatred and ignorance in their heart. Those we consider them as a terrorist, we must know that they suffer a lot. They are like an arrow who are punching them, killing them, and because they receive that arrow who make them suffer, and then they want to punish back to you. It's not the mother of terrorists, it's mother of you and the person in your society that you are angry with. You always think that you are the best and only him he enjoyed to make you suffer. But if we can see a little bit higher, you see that he suffer, she also suffer. So who, the Buddha asked, who is the one who can remove the knife, who punch on yourself and punch other people? They despise you, they despise your religion, they despise your civilization. And so you feel that there is a knife who tick in your body and your mind. And if they accept, they don't accept us, why we have to accept their civilization, their religion? We only speak and act in the way that we use, unmindfully, we use our wood, our action, somehow like a knife who is plunging into the other person. But you don't see it. You only see that they are killing you, they are digging the knife in you. But you forget that sometimes your wood is a little bit too violent, too direct. And you say that it's too frank, but it's too violent. And then you are making him or her suffer so much. So the practice is how to take out that sharp arrow in you. And it has been enveloped by many layers. And that arrow, that sharp arrow is in your heart. And because of that, you behave in such an unkind way. You do not see the knife, the arrow in your heart. And then you are making other person suffer. And the practice is how to recognize that knife, that sharp knife, sharp arrow in you. If you can remove that knife outside of you, and then you can remove the knife in the heart of others. That pain caused by that sharp knife prolongate. And because you continue to hold that sharp knife in your heart, in your mind, and then your pain is so big and you want to punish and you want to do the act the most violent way you could in order to punish others. And others also have pain, also have the knife in him or in her, and try to remove. How you can remove the knife in you, and then you can remove the knife in him or in her, and then the world will be more peaceful. And that violence, that fear, have a very deep cause. And that deep cause is that sharp knife, that arrow who are digging in you, and then you feel hurt, and then you are blamed, you feel that you are blamed, you are despised by them, and so that hurt, that pain is so big. And then, so you try to do the same for others. Yi Lao Lạc Vương, there is a king in the old time. Jiodaka. Sometimes we translate by Tiluli. Is the son of Pasidina, the king Pasidina of Kosala. He is the son of that king. That king have received a sharp knife in his heart, and then he have a lot of pain. So he destroyed, he killed a lot of people. Among them, there is also the lineage of the family of Shakya. Suddhodana is the father of the Buddha Shakya. When Suddhodana passed away, Mahanam became a king, and because Siddhartha already became a monk, and then Mahanam replaced Suddhodana. Mahanam have a concubine, very beautiful, but she doesn't belong to the Brahma. And the Pasidinas have seen that these young people are so beautiful and want to bring home. And then the Katila is small country, Save is big country. When Pasidina brought that young woman and make a concubine, And people are a little bit afraid because she's not from the aristocrat blood of the Brahman. But Batina Pasidina is love that young person. She doesn't belong to Brahman, either to Aryan. But the Buddha loved her already. When they give birth to Virudaka, that boy, Tiluli, Pipon said that he can make this country suffer. At 8 years old, the prince Silolak have been sent to Kativlavastu to people to train on using arrows. And the Shakya just make a good, beautiful meditation hall, better than the meditation hall in Upper Hamlet. And they said that this meditation hall, we should not use it. We only allowed to use when the Buddha arrived, and then the monk, the monastic, will follow the Buddha, and after that, we go to use that meditation hall. And so they are very careful to use that meditation hall. But the day where the sun Tiluli arrived, he brought his friend into that meditation hall, and they pray and they sit on the place of the Buddha. And after the group of young people, they have seen the young prince have done like that, and they are very shocked. And this meditation hall is for the Buddha or all the monastic, but not for these lay people. Even he is a prince, but he's a lay person. And he bring his friend. Some people say that, and this one person out of anger said that, "Who are you? You are only the son of one of my slave." Slave, because of that sentence, the boy of 8 years old feels so hurt, and that knife of hurt is killing his heart every day. And so you see, when you are not mindful in your wood, you can cause a lot of hurt. Who are you? You are only the son of a slave. Because that his mother was not from Brahman caste. So when he was so hurt like that, he held in his heart and he said that, "When I grow up, I make a big army and I go and destroy this country." And when condition was favorable, so he did. Even when the Buddha was still alive, that Tilo have brought an army, among them 11, and then brought to Kapilavastu and killed a lot of people. The Buddha have persuaded him to abandon that idea. When he knew that that army is advancing to Kapilavastu, the Buddha sit under the foot of the tree, and a dry tree, and then that king who was about to fight said, "Why, Buddha, you sit not under the sumptuous, beautiful tree, but why you sit under that dry tree?" And the Buddha said that this tree have been very sumptuous, have been very green, very great, and his name is like that. But even now it's too old and there is no leaf. But I sit there because there is a number of gratitude I have done to that tree. Because this tree tends to that trees that I have enjoyed so many wonderful times. Now even is dry, but it's my gratitude to sit there. So the symbolic way the Buddha want to persuade that king not to retaliate, but he still continue his retaliation. So he remembered that when the meditation hall was there, when that young prince and then after that when that that young prince left. And then the Shakya family said that this meditation is stained with dirt. We have to clean. We have to clean. We throw away a number of land nearby and throw out and take the new land to put in, because this land is new land, and then use the urine of ox to clean, because for them ox is very clean. Ox is venerable animal. And so they have done like that. They believe in that way. And they hear the young prince have been report or have heard like that. So he feels so hurt. And when he grew up and he be make an army and he went to fight and kill a lot of Shakya family. So among the terrorists nowadays, there are those who are very from a wealthy family. They are not poor people. Some of them are even born from a business, wealthy family. Some of them are graduate from university. They do not do the terrorism in order to earn some money. Because they have the knife in their heart. That knife will kill them and cut their heart, their mind every day, and they suffer. And then these terrorists are everywhere, not only those who make explosive bus, but they are you when you are so angry. And sometimes you behave in a very angry way, unkind way, violent way. You are that terrorist because you have that knife in you. And you are so when we are not mindful in our word, if we say something who can hurt others, so like the one person in the family of Shakya, by unmindfulness have pronounced and then they are son of our slave, and then it's make them that little prince so hurt at 8 years old. He keep that hurt until he grew up and he make an army and go and kill a lot of Shakya people. So, and when all the suffering is come from wrong perception, you do not want to destroy them, but we behave and we speak in unskillful way that they feel that we are discriminating, we want to eliminate them. And so be careful of your word and be careful of your perception. Two things, this can resolve many things. When you see something, you are so sure that it is like that, but it could be not like that, only one part of that. So in teaching of the Buddha, four elements of love, foresight of love, the one is upeccha, is mean equanimity, the inclusiveness. I accept you as you are, even you are in this side and other side, I accept you. And there are those who believe in a discriminative way, or that part we have to really extermine, really uproot them, kill them. And if you do like that, you never can uproot anything. You uproot one part. So the better way is to see which way, skillful way to transform them. I remember that there is the Prime Minister of Iraq. The one time, one president of United States believed that without that person, life is much better. Like Bin Laden, without Bin Laden, life is better. So there are. So if somebody feel that you are about to be exterminated, they want to kill you. Okay, I will try to kill you. And before you can kill me, I kill you earlier, quicker. So equanimity, upeccha, means you do not eliminate anyone. Everyone is one part of yourself. In principle, every spiritual tradition, even Christianity or Muslim or Buddhism, we also learn that the other person is also a great creature of God. It's not Buddhism, but in Islam, in Judaism, or in Christianity, they are like that, but they are also your brother. They are also a creature of God. In Christianity, they also teach like that. Muslim teach like that. Why you want to eliminate him or her? So the first sentence, you have to say that you are my brother. I do not want to exclude you. Even they just make some terrible act. But you say that you are not my enemy. I don't want to eliminate you. If you are a politician, if you are trying to lead the society, you have to train yourself to see that you have no enemy. You have to try to see the way that that person do not behave very correctly. I would try my best to inspire him to do differently. He or she is not our enemies. But if you keep in your mind that there are people that you need to eliminate, and if you consider them like people to need to be eliminated, they will consider you like the one who is should be eliminated. The image of a sharp knife in the heart is very, very drastic, clear. We have behaved in such a way, we have spoken in such a way that people feel that there is a knife in their heart because of you. The way you speak, the way you act, the way you think in a very exclusive way, it causes a lot of pain in the other person. Because everyone tried to hold their own knife, dig into their heart. You see in that direction is also there is someone who have a knife in his heart. You see in other direction is the same. And in our family, in our society, in our planet, every day we create more people with a knife in their heart. And there are terrorists in the big scale or terrorists in the small scale. And because they hold the knife in their heart and they make their pain overwhelm the world, overwhelm the family, overwhelm the society, overwhelm the world. And the Buddha have taught that from his own experience. He have seen Ashatthu the son of Bimbisara who tried to kill his father. Ajatasattu tried to do this, bring army and go and fight. And he have seen that knife in the heart of everyone. And he have given that teaching. Whenever there is that sharp knife in you, you continue to suffer, you continue to cause more knife in the heart of others. That knife comes from what you hear, what you see. And when you hear, you see, you only hear one part. You see one part, but you presume that you can see 100%. He is always so bad like that. She is always like bad like that. But in fact, she has a lot of qualities and wonderful things. He has a lot of qualities and you don't see it. You only see one part and you are so angry and you are determined to exclude them. So we learn only a few in order to, we still have this moment of making earthquake. Let us listen and observe to understand how from a peaceful and secure situation we have brought society to the present situation full of terror and violence. How have past generation behaved for the situation to become like this? I want to talk to you about this issue of suffering and tell you how I was able to let go of fear. That is the first gathas. So we are students of the Buddha. We have to train ourselves to practice like him before you can help others. Second gatha. People in the world experience one suffering after another like a fish living in a pond that is drying up day by day. In a situation of suffering, violent thoughts easily arise and people in their ignorance seek to relieve their suffering by terrorizing and punishing others. We suffer so much and we don't know how to relieve our suffering. So we think that if we punish the others, we exterminate the others and then we suffer less. The third gatha, the whole world is burning with violence. In the 10 direction, all is in chaos. There is not a place where there is real peace and security. Everyone sees himself as superior to others. Few people know to let go of passion. Not having seen this reality, people continue to hold hatred and ignorance in their hearts. Cống cao, it means superior to others. Cống cao here, when the pride is hurt. We have to translate when your pride is hurt and you cannot let go of that hurt. We cannot see that truth, So you hold your wrong perception in you. You perceive that person is so bad like that. You do not try to see the other side of him or her. And then you do not see that truth. You do not see two truths. The first is your pride is hurt. And the second part is you have that passion. Passionately believe like that. You have a wrong perception, but you passionately believe that that is correct perception. And then you perceive only one part and you presume that you know everything and you are hurt. And you hurt people. In Plum Village, we learn several times that hurt is come from a wrong perception. We come from a wrong perception. In order to remove that hurt, we have to remove a perception. Oh, maybe I see him like that, her like that, but maybe it's not exactly like that. There is a number of hidden points that I didn't know. Yeah, and I need to listen to him more, her to her more, in order to understand better. So when you try to listen and to hear the other side of the story, and then you feel get less hurt. Those like the President of United States or UK, if they do like that, they can do like that, they can help people like Bill Laden to do like that. President of United States Barack Obama in the past have shown that he has used that language of compassion, compassionate language. When he went to Egypt, he gave a wonderful discourse in order to reconcile him and the Islam people. President Obama can say like that to Bill Laden too. Dear friend, you are my brothers. I don't want to eliminate you. You are my brother. I don't want to eliminate you. I want that you and me will live on this earth. Even I belong to other tradition than you, but we want to keep harmony, respect, mutual respect in this world. I know that each of us have hold a knife, sharp knife in me and in you. You also have a knife in you. I try to remove the knife in me, and if I remove that knife in me, I can be relieved and I can help myself and the world. Can you help me to remove a little bit of my knife? And then maybe you, if you are the one who really want to practice, you start first. You say that I have a knife in my heart. I suffer because of you. But I know that I do not see the whole, the totality of the truth. I don't want to have that knife in my heart. I want to remove that. But can you help me? Can you help me by explaining more, giving me more background of your act? And so, if you can help me, because in your tradition, spiritual tradition, your religion, you also have been taught that we all are brothers. If you can say like that, it can help each other a lot. The main point is how to remove that knife in each of us. The fourth getter, binding themselves in those state of mind that bring themselves more misunderstanding and suffering. I have looked deeply into the state of mind of unhappy people and have seen hidden under their suffering a very sharp point knife. Because they don't see that sharp point knife in themselves, it is difficult for them to deal with suffering. First, you have to say that, dear friend, I have a knife, sharp knife point in my heart. I want to take it out. The fifth, the pain caused by the sharp point of knife lasts long time and does not change because they continue holding onto the knife like that. They feel the world with suffering. Only when they have the opportunity to recognize it and extract it from their heart will the suffering cease, and only then will they have the chance to stop.